Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb. Boy, we haven't had this in a while as we've been both off for the holiday week. But let's get right to it. The good of the day for 2023, everybody.
The first good of the day of 2023, it's a twofer.
Okay.
Same category, two different stories. And that is that sometimes, Tony, it's okay to take a phone call during a broadcast.
All right. Very good. Yes. I saw this. This is a good
story. So the first one I'm going to highlight was Shannon Sharp.
Okay.
When Shannon Sharp was in the middle of taping Undisputed with Skip Bayless, he took a phone call and found out that he was a grandfather.
Oh, it's always wonderful. Wonderful.
And that was exciting and, I mean, everything about it. A lot too much pressure on him because it was quick to point out what day he was born on.
Yes.
And so Shannon Sharp knew that, hey, it was LeBron James's birthday, which happens to be Tiger Woods' birthday. So he's already calling his little grandson the Grand Goat.
Oh, that's awesome. So did Skip Bayless go, I just want to let you know that your grandson is not even close to Tom Brady.
Probably.
When it comes to accomplishments.
I think hopefully
he just doesn't have it compared to Tom Brady.
Hopefully during the break.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he probably pointed out that the baby doesn't even have a ring yet.
I think your grandson is probably the 10th or 11th best grandson born on this day. That's Skip for you. All right, what's the other one? Because the other one I thought was even better.
The other one, yeah. If you missed it, you missed out. During Michigan TCU, RG3 decided to take a phone call during their live broadcast where they were doing some sideline reporting with in a joint effort with the Pat McAfee Show. I didn't really get this whole thing, but that's a different story for another time. But he took a phone call during that and found out that his wife was in labor. So before exiting stage left out of the stadium, he decided to tackle someone, tackle the ball boy real quick, and then tore off. Cameraman could not keep up with him.
Yeah, he left. I, unfortunately, here's the thing. I never watch those broadcasts.
No.
I hear good things on them, and people always comment. They always go, oh, that insight, or when the coaches all sit in a room and they're watching a game and they give you what they think. I never watch these secondary broadcasts.
But this one was weird because, I mean, it was like four dudes standing on a sideline during the game. And
right.
I've never seen that before.
Exactly. And so those things aren't for me. If there's a generation that loves them, great. That's cool. It's just that my traditional broadcasts are for me. This is one of the reasons why I keep forgetting the Manning cast. I love the Manning cast.
Yeah.
I love the concept of it, but it's not my traditional go-to. But it always feels like there's always some cool things that go on there during these things. Whether it's, again, having to leave because your wife's in labor or some other comments or fan interactions or whatnot.
Now,
and I always miss him.
My only thing, is he living in Arizona?
Yeah, what did he do? Did he fly? Did he have to
that's
fly
the only
to
part
where they're
I didn't,
living?
I didn't know. I didn't know the rest of that story. Like, your wife
does
goes
he
to
live
labor.
Back east? Because he does a lot of work for ESPN, so I'm assuming he lives in the Northeast.
Yeah, maybe.
They don't just fly you in every day to be on the panel of whatever morning show they're on or whatever afternoon show.
Do they plop you into a military jet and say, don't worry, we'll get you there within 30 minutes?
They probably give you the fleet of the ESPN private jets. They're just ready and willing to fly you to where you have to go. All right, yeah, but congratulations to the Robert Griffin III and his wife.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And Shannon Sharp, that was awesome. All right, what's the first bad of 2023?
Well, I only have one bad.
All right.
Come on now. We can only have two goods, not two bads.
We're not
starting 2023 off like that. But the first bad of the day is that Bronco players reportedly are already on the outs with interim head coach Jerry Rosberg.
Yeah, what's going on here? Because I'm hearing there's a lot of uproar.
Yeah, apparently head coach Jerry Rosberg.
Yeah, interim head coach Jerry Rosberg.
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of interim right now, though he has one more game left under his belt before he is unofficially canned or unceremoniously canned. But he realized that the team had one more padded practice left for this season. So he decided to schedule that padded practice during the first week.
Football guy.
And a lot of the players were like, why?
Yeah, what are we doing?
You know, we've been eliminated from the playoffs. They just want to finish the season healthy.
Yeah, so because absolutely. Of that, Why not walk into the final week of the game, just play it, and get the heck out of there?
Yeah.
Who are they playing, the Chargers? Who are they playing next week?
I think, I think you're right. I think it's the Chargers.
Think the Chargers? I don't know. They played tough against the Chiefs.
Yeah, because the Chiefs are playing the Raiders, and they're playing the Chargers. So
they played the Chiefs tough.
Or did the Chiefs not play up to their level?
I don't know.
That's how it felt when I was watching that game.
Yeah, it was, the Broncos played well. They just don't have enough. And then there's some bad calls. It was an offensive pass interference on Cortland Sutton that I still have no idea what they were looking at, what they saw. That was ridiculous. And by the way, you could breathe on the quarterback and you can get roughing the passer, but now you can just body slam a guy nobody likes anymore?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing? Speaking of the Broncos, one thing that did pop up over the week that we were off, how many Broncos are coming to the defense of Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I was surprised to see that.
I was too. So, in case you missed it while they're in the holidays, Barstool and Pro Football Talk both were kind of making these comments on Russell Wilson's got his own office. He's got like two parking spaces. Yeah. Like, they were just showcasing some of the perks that Russell Wilson gets for being a crappy quarterback for the Denver Broncos. And KJ Hamler and Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy and a couple of other guys just went on Twitter and were like, stop ripping our man.
Yeah, they stopped just short of being Terrell Owens going, that's my quarterback.
Exactly. They were all like, leave him alone. Nobody motivates us more. Nobody works harder. His work ethic is unbelievable. You guys don't see a thing. You guys don't know a thing. You don't know what's in that building.
And I want to talk to one of these guys like secretly, you know, just off the record. Those videos are pretty cringy, right? Do you agree?
They are cringy, right? And by the way, you want to stay on the Broncos, and you know Russell Wilson's probably going to be on the team for a while. You want to make sure everybody knows you're on Team Russ.
Yeah.
They don't need any problems. They don't need any wide receivers going to Mike Florio and going, hey, Mike, you're correct. This guy, oh boy.
Annoying.
Just driving us crazy. Like, no, they're going to come to the defense of their guy. And there's a little bit of protectiveness of the Broncos. But all right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is a partial good as well. Mm-hmm. Because this is SportsCenter commercials are back.
Oh, yeah. I saw some.
And the latest one was really good. The new return. And basically featured a lot of players from the women's soccer team. The women's national team.
Oh, yeah, this one was really funny.
Eating oranges, because that's what you do during soccer at halftime.
Everybody eats orange slices.
Where, I guess it's Mr. Orange? I don't
Syracuse
even know.
Syracuse
Orange was just standing there kind of looking. So where the dumb lies, where the dumb comes in is, why did they get rid of him in the first place?
Those were really good. Is there a creative department that they hired to come up with that?
I don't know.
Did they cut ties with that creative department?
Yeah. I mean, that was the only...
Like the budget cut?
I would like a 30 for 30 on why did you get rid of him? Because no one ever had anything bad to say about any of the 30 for 30.
That's my only...
This is SportsCenter.
My only explanation to that would be they went to Jones Advertising, right? And they said, look, we want some SportsCenter promos. Get your best creative team on that. And they said, okay, here's what we charge. And the money was flush. And they went, go ahead, we'll pay you whatever. And so the creative team created all these great ideas, all these brilliant ideas. And they shot them and produced them and filmed them and whatnot. And they said, here's the deal. And then ESPN went through a bunch of layoffs and a bunch of cuts. And they said, boy, this Jones Advertising, whatever it was, is too expensive. That's usually how it works. I don't know if maybe they can find people in-house to come up with these things.
Or at least...
Usually the creative minds get picked up on Wall Street for that kind of thing. But,
yeah.
You know,
or at least that. Hopefully that is the reason.
That's the only reason I can think of.
If they're just like, oh, well, they're stale. Let's move into another direction.
Yeah. That's the only reason
I can think of. They're never going to be stale because you're always going to have fresh new athletes.
Yeah. They're great. Some of them are downright hilarious. I mean, some of them I've Googled... Of YouTube.
Oh, of course.
To see them again.
Yes.
They were that good.
Oh, my favorites to this day is David Ortiz and Jorge Posada.
Oh, yeah. Right.
When, you know, they're making fun of Jorge Posada's hat because he never wears a hat because he's a catcher. David Ortiz is trying to break it in and puts the Yankee hat on, just as what's his name? Wally.
Right.
Wally the Green Monster walks by the office. It just cracks me up every single time.
They're fantastic. The one where Arnold Palmer makes an Arnold Palmer in the cafeteria, and they're just in awe.
Look, he's doing it. He's doing it.
It's great. It's great. Funny. That's what
I said. There's not a bad one, and I didn't. I mean, I saw the newest one. I was like, it just reminded me of like how great these were. Like, why did they ever get rid of them?
Yeah, they're really funny. They're really, really, the thing about them is that they're creative, like where you go, oh man, I didn't even think about that connection. How odd.
Yeah.
The one you just gave is a perfect example. You get a bunch of soccer players, they're eating orange slices.
Because that's what you do as you're
a kid, you eat orange slices. And then you go, and let's get the Syracuse orange to look at it and go, oh no, that's awesome.
And I have no idea how they do this, but how in the world they give a mascot emotions?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, you think back to all the different mascots. Like, I mean, the Oregon Duck, right? When he's when he's working in the office, and then he just kind of leans back in his chair because he looks out the window and there's ducks just swimming on a nice sunny day, and he's stuck in an office. I mean, these mascots, they don't have emotions. You don't have ability to make their faces do anything, but you feel it. You know exactly. That's what I love about these things.
It's awesome. Yeah, you're right. Why did they get rid of them?
Yeah.
The late John Clayton, the one where he's in the basement,
oh, God.
Is so funny. He is so, so funny.
Ma!
God, I miss that guy. I really do miss that guy. I know he passed away early 2022, sometime in May or something. Man, that's sad.
And will the world never really know if he had a ponytail or not?
I know. So wild. Literally one of the nicest men I've ever met in my life. He was so good. Such a just unbelievable man. All right. That's the Good, the Bad, and the Dumb. Our first one of 2023 certainly won't be our last as we continue. It's Wake Up Call.